Yo, this is the Mr. Chris M.I.E. podcast, and we are on episode number 71. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. So I want to, on this episode, I want to keep unpacking how to stay motivated. And I'm not going to put a number on this because I don't know how long I'm going to keep going. I'm just going to keep going because I think there's so much in how to stay motivated that we can just keep unpacking it and keep looking at it because there's so many different aspects of it. And so the part that I want to look at today is time. How you spend your time. So you talk about now the original idea of us talking about this podcast was from a conversation where somebody said, I need to stay motivated, right? How do I stay motivated? And we were talking about kind of to set the backdrop of the whole thing. We were talking about, during the pandemic, a lot of students having to learn virtually, complete assignments. And for some, even, my kids included, it's hard or it was a challenge for them to be able to do that. So I want to talk about how to stay motivated, because in that scenario, I think it applies to all of us in everything, not just even in how to stay motivated, but how to reach success, how to knock out goals that you have, how to chase your dreams. I think it's all bundled up in there. But I want to unpack just the another aspect. So yesterday's podcast, I talked about, not beating yourself up when you do make mistakes, because you're going to have them. That will definitely knock your motivation scale down a little bit, and focusing on the future. Like yesterday was like a double one. We were talking about meditation, and it was saying that, focusing on the future instead of the past. But today I want to talk about time. And the reason what got me thinking about this was each season of my life that I've gone through, whether it was, when I first started dancing, to playing sports, to going into singing, going into having a talent agency, going into being a dance teacher, a choreographer. Each one of those seasons had its own challenges. It was hard to stay motivated, like after I identified what it was. So it's like, I want to dance. I love watching people dance. I kind of figured out this is, what I want to do. And then between the time where I fell in love with dance and then I actually became a good dancer or a good enough dancer to do shows and concerts and travel, it was time. It was time. But one particular story was my mom giving me, I remember once I took on the challenge of I wanted to add singing to my dancing, and then it just kind of hit me. I was like, I've never taken vocal lessons. I'm not a professional. I don't know how I'm going to do it. Now that right there, but I was motivated to do it because, just like I said in one of the other podcasts, I was around people who challenged me, who pushed me towards doing something great, right? But then when I first started to try to sing just on my own, definitely just listening to myself, I was like, no. I mean, I was not motivated to keep going. Right? Because I was like, I don't even know if that, I sound crazy, But my mom, what she did was she gave me a challenge, which was in the form of a record. And it was Sam Cooke. So she was like, bump all of the vocal lessons and all that. Here's what you're going to do. Take this record. And then not only that, take this song, this particular song, and I want you to spend time with it. All right. And so, and they said, when you do that, I want you to first work on just singing the lead, just like him. Then I want you to listen to the harmonies that are in there. And then I want you to master it. So it wasn't something where it was so big, like I want you to just learn how to be an incredible singer in one day. Like there's a lot of people who want to stay motivated, want to get motivated, have goals and dreams that they want to achieve. But they want it to happen quickly and overnight. And I will tell you this, anything you do, you're going to have to put the time in. So day in and day out, and it wasn't like one of those things where it was like, it's time to become a great singer. No, it was all the time. It's like wherever I went, that the song was in my head. I'm practicing the vocals. I'm listening to the harmonies. But what was happening was the time that I invested in the thing, actually, when I started to see results, then the motivation came. So I'm going to say it again. The time I put in it, I put the work in, then came some results. Some. It wasn't even a lot. I wasn't like, oh, that boy can sing right there. He sang real good. He can sing. No, it was just a little something. And matter of fact, it came from even one of the other guys in the group saying, your vocals are getting stronger. Oh, motivated me. Goes back to the other podcast, Cooking Up Them Life Lessons, when I talked about giving a compliment, what it does. Right, but still, once he gave the compliment, I still had to stay motivated and that's a good one too. Staying motivated. Getting motivated is one thing. What about staying motivated? Well, I had to keep putting in the time. Like whenever I had a bad vocal session, I had to go back to what? Spending time on the craft, which was singing. So that's my, number one thing, whatever it is you want to do to stay motivated or to get motivated, is how much time are you spending around motivation, trying to be motivated, and then thinking about what you're getting motivated about, not just waking up like, hey, first thing in the morning, what's happening? It's time to get motivated. No, that's not, no. About what? Like once you get your goal in mind, like I was talking to my youngest daughter and we were just talking about just her schoolwork and finishing assignments and stuff like that. And she just flat out said it's a challenge because, I wish Roblox was never invented because, and listen to this, it's because I know that I need to finish my schoolwork, but then when I get on Roblox, then I get frustrated with a level or something that I'm doing. And then when I look up, I spent so much time doing that. So you're going to spend time doing something, right? It will be something. The thing that you have to do is try to use the time to your advantage. It's the reason why I like on my phone, Apple Books. I love Apple Books because it has like a little 5-minute timer. Like when you start reading the book, it flashes up at the top and it's like, congratulations, you've reached your 5-minute reading goal for the day. And sometimes I settle for that. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, I got it in. Let's go. But sometimes I want to go 5 more because I was like, ooh, it was getting good. It just depends on what the day is. But then when I look back, it's like, you've been on a streak. You've been reading for 7 days straight, right? Then I'm motivated. Now I'm like, I put the time in, but what was the goal? The goal might have been, I want to read more this year, right? But what happens, that's the commitment to being motivated. The reason I want to read, because I want to continue feeding my brain, feeding my mind with stories of motivation, whether it's history stories from the past, whether it's motivational speakers, whatever it is. Like in my bathroom right now, I have the How to Think and Grow Rich book. And it's just a reminder. Whenever I go in there, read a page. Even if I'm going to take a shower, start the water, read half a page while the water's running. But I realize, and then when I look, I fold my little page back. I fold it back and I'm like, hey. But when I look now, I'm halfway through the book. Now, I'm behind schedule a little bit because that book, it was actually given. It was a free gift on the Nextdoor app. Somebody was giving away books. My wife was like, "Oh, he might," because they had some Gary V books as well. And she was like, "Oh, Chris would love this." And we went by, picked it up. Actually, it was New Year's Eve, going in from 2019 to 2020. And I did. I haven't finished all of them. That was the biggest one. But it was my goal last year to finish, and I didn't. So I'm like, okay, let's get to it. But it was in the on the bookshelf, all right? And so I was like, no, you got to move it to where somewhere I go often, but it's the bathroom, and it reminds me of time invested. Some of y'all got to do some things that remind you of time. right? How you're spending your time. So whatever it is you're going after, you want to stay motivated, you want to get motivated, you want to chase dreams, use your time wisely. Start investing. It doesn't have to be a lot. You know, oh man, I'm gonna go Rocky Balboa. I'm going ham on them. Now, you don't, it doesn't have to be like that. But if you stay consistent, which is another one, consistently reading 5 minutes a day, for long you finish the book. So that's all I have. Time. Invest your time on the grind. Ooh, I like that. Invest your time on the grind. There it is right there. It's your boy, Mr. Chris. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully this motivates, inspires, and encourages you, because it did me, because that's my intention for today. So use my time wisely and accomplish my goals. Go for your dreams. Chase them. Do what you do. That's all I got. And your boy is out.